Let's shift gears to some of the common clinical objections or issues that may arise during or after a case. A doctor may say, look, laser won't cross. Your response? Let's try downsizing and max our settings. Let's also try advancing the sheath. Or better yet, I've got the VI product guarantee as fallback as needed if this product needs to be replaced and it could not cross. If a customer may say, the effect of laser is so not evident on angio. Your response? Doctor, the laser energy is still breaking down molecular bonds and softening the plaque for good dilatation. Let's look at the results after ballooning. You should be able to dilatate now with a low pressure to reduce that chance of dissection, especially with devices like AngioSculpt. And if the customer may say, look, laser's ineffective in calcium. You've got a few potential points of action here. One, you want to make sure that your customer is using the highest rep rate. Two, remind the customer that it's important to go slow and to let the laser do the work. And remind the customer that a large luminal gain is not necessarily expected. Then you want to review the laser mechanism of action and how laser is affecting the calcium. Use papers like Bilodeau and others to support those claims and statements.